It's 9:04. This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Of all the ballots cast in the recent primary election, only a small number were cast in person, CPR's Max Lubers reports.
Colorado voters tend to overwhelmingly mail back or drop off their ballots, so that divide isn't unusual. But look closer, and more patterns show up. Two-thirds of in-person voters cast GOP ballots, perhaps reflecting the distrust some Republicans have for mail balloting. Yet women ages 24 to 34 cast 900 Democratic ballots in person, outpacing most other demographics. CU Boulder political science professor Michelle Ferguson attributed the bump to the overturning of Roe v. Wade days before the primary.
That people would go that extra step says to me something about their motivation level.
In general, women split 50-50 in the Democratic and Republican primaries, while men favored the Republican ballot by 60%. I'm Max Lubers, CPR News.
The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory Monday for much of Colorado's Front Range and the Eastern Plains. Forecasters say temperatures will reach the upper 90s and low 100s. Officials say people should be aware of heat-related illnesses. Colorado is now free of exceptional drought conditions, which is the worst drought category, but federal data show about 83% of the state remains in a moderate drought or worse. The time is 9:05. You are listening to CPR News.